Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So this week we're talking about multitasking and getting more structure around our lives, something I think we could all do with a little bit of help with. So on Monday I got you to think about the areas of your life that you were struggling with balance in, whether it was all areas or I was saying to maybe pick your top 3 to 5 areas. And then yesterday I got you to look at a series of questions. So, you know, the overwhelm that comes with that, maybe the panic, the frustration, the annoyance, or just simply, like I was saying, you mightn't be overwhelmed by huge amount of responsibilities, but just the things that you have going on, you find yourself not having enough time. So today I'm just going to talk through a few things that you could do to give yourself a help while you're doing this. Because it's important as well to mind yourself in all of this, because a lot of the time overwhelm actually comes from how we think about ourselves in terms of the pressure we put on ourselves, the guilt we have from not getting things done. I taught a self-care class about a month ago, so one of my 3-hour workshops I do every month, and what was interesting in this workshop was we went around different things like guilt. We talked about self-esteem. We talked about our emotional stuff. We talked about stress that was going on in our lives at the moment. And what actually we found, there was 10 ladies there on the day. And what we found was that for everything we talked about over the day and everything we kind of discovered, most of the pressure that was actually being created was coming from ourselves. Almost, I think we were saying about 95% of that, that the pressure we put on of, I better do this, I have to go there, I have to serve this person in my relationship, I have to make sure they're looked after, and all the rest of it. And I found that very, very interesting. And it was a good takeaway for everybody to look at. Just to say as well on that topic, I have another 3-hour self-care workshop coming up on March the 23rd, is a Saturday, in a new beautiful space out in Monkstown Village in South Dublin. So for any of you that are based in Dublin, there is a workshop there and you can contact me for details if you want. Nice opportunity to meet some of you as well. But going back to what I was talking about, so when we think about the pressure we put on ourselves, that's the first thing I would like you to think about, is how much pressure am I putting on myself? Why am I putting on myself under all this pressure? And really, does it matter? Now, what I mean is not, does it matter that you're putting yourself under pressure? Of course it does. But does it matter what you're trying to get done? You know, we tell ourselves, I better do this, that, and the other. And is it really going to make a major impact on your day? So sometimes if I'm at home and, you know, the house is a bit messy or things like that, my husband would be like, relax, don't worry about it. But actually, I find if the house is messy, I feel very claustrophobic and I actually get quite stressed from it. So in that instance, it does matter to me. It's not really about making sure that the house is like pristine. It's just from a mental health perspective, I want to live in a space that's quite clean and clear and doesn't have lots of stuff around the place. So that's an example where it kind of does matter. Another example might be, when an email comes in from people, I tend to try and answer it straight away. I could be in bed at like 11 o'clock at night reading it, or text messages. Does it matter if I don't reply to that text message straight away? Absolutely not. Is there a pressure on me to do it? Yeah, but does the pressure really mean it, or is that pressure worthwhile? Like, would it matter if I replied in 24 hours? Absolutely not. Or 5 hours? Absolutely not. So what I'd like you to do is to look at the pressure you're putting on yourself today and asking yourself what things actually do matter. I gave you the example of me wanting my house clean because that actually keeps my head space good. Or is it something that doesn't really matter? And ask yourself why you're putting yourself under that pressure. And that can be something to do throughout this week, is if you're in a space, which I'm sure over the course of this week, you will find yourself putting yourself under pressure for something, whether it's big or small things, try and stop yourself and catch yourself in the moment and say, okay, why am I putting myself under pressure? Does it really matter if this doesn't get done right now? Okay, so that's probably my biggest tip around this, because it is what we do to ourselves. And then I'm just going to go through some things that you can do to help yourself, I suppose, little like practical tips. So when it comes to multitasking and having lots of responsibilities, sometimes it's actually good to make out a little plan around things. Now, not a to-do list, because sometimes to-do lists in themselves are pressure and we're looking at it going, oh my God, that's massive. But even just sitting down and prioritizing what really is important, what is going to be good for your life, what's going to benefit you, and what absolutely must get done. Not what you think you should be doing, what must get done. Like, you need to do shopping during the week so that you have food to eat. Do you get what I mean? Those kind of things. So they absolutely must get done. So it's about looking at what must get done, what things are less of a priority, even if you're putting yourself under pressure for them, or even if you're experiencing overwhelmed by them, are they absolutely a priority, okay? And by doing that, then you can say, okay, well, now I need to find my schedule, get practical about it. How do I structure this stuff in? What's a priority? It's like a deadline in work. You know, you have to work to a deadline, but you'll always have other things going on. So how do you kind of work all of those together? The other thing is to use your time wisely. You've talked about this before a lot. You know, talk about like when we're scrolling through Facebook or we're randomly watching something on the telly and we might not even be fully concentrating on it. Use your time wisely. Now, that doesn't mean, and this is important, of you sitting down and aimlessly watching television. Sometimes it's a really good way of de-stressing and just zoning out. And I want you to do that if it feels good to you. But if it's something that you're like, I could go out and kind of get that walk that I need, go and do that if you know it's going to make you feel good. So I'm not talking about don't watch TV, you can go off and like clean the bathroom. I'm talking about other things that are in terms of your downtime. What can you be filling that with? If you're scrolling through Facebook, could you be going through Facebook or could you be popping a bit of structure in place, writing stuff down, jotting it into your diary, that kind of thing, okay? Another thing that you can do is start ticking things off when you do them. For me, when I make out lists, I often start really menial stuff on it. So it might be as simple as like answer Caroline today, like an email from somebody, make sure I call Mary back and blah blah blah, change the water in the flowers in the vase. Like I'm going really really, really small, and then I'll go into my bigger stuff that I need to get done. So when I start to be able to tick something off, okay, I emailed Caroline back, I rang Mary, I changed the water in the flowers. Great, I've done three things. So I feel like I'm productive and I feel like I'm getting somewhere. And even if the other big things don't get done, I have to push them into another day, I feel like I've done stuff. So sometimes by putting down these really basic things, you're actually showing yourself exactly what you're getting done, like cook dinner, go to the shops, get up and go to work, like tick it all off and show yourself exactly how much you're doing. Because again, when we're in that place of pressure, we're focusing on everything we're not doing and we're not giving ourselves a break and giving ourselves a bit of a pat on the back to say, Jesus, look at all the stuff I am doing here. Okay. Another thing is delegate. What things in your life can you actually ask for help? Sometimes you don't like to ask for help because like I'm better off just doing it myself. I do this a lot. I'll just do it myself and it'll be quicker and better. And then other things, it's like, yeah, sure, get them to do it. You know, like in my household, I do all the cleaning and make sure everything's tidy and neat. My husband does all the washing. I'm very lucky, I know. And the cooking and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't ever really think about those things, nor does he think about the cleaning because we're kind of in those roles. But so that's kind of like a normal, say, way in my household. But then if I needed extra help with something bigger than that or something to do with work, I maybe just do it all myself for fear of like feeling bad to ask somebody else or feeling like a burden. So at the end of the day, if there's help there, ask for it. People are always, you know, very kind, as long as you're not like asking all the time if it's something you do need help with. If you have the resources, then look at different things. Could you get a cleaner in? You know, like how can you make your life easier? Do you need extra help with the kids that you might have? Or do you want to like lose weight, for example? So go and get somebody to help you with that, a trainer. And I know these things cost money, so if you have the money for them, one of my goals for 2019 is to get a cleaner. So even though that's what I do, so I can actually spend my time doing other things that I would like to do. I don't know if it'll happen because it was on my goals in 2017 and 2018. But just delegate. What can I pass on to somebody else? How can somebody else help me? How can I make my life easier? And the other most important thing with multitasking is give yourself a bloody break. Whether that's a physical break of just sitting down, don't exhaust yourself, or a mental break and not exhaust yourself, don't burn out. You know, you are not going to get all the things you want to do done if you're burning yourself out and you're exhausted. And actually, you'll give less energy to these things. They'll be done half-arsed or not completely to the level that you want them done if you're really, really tired. So there's no point in that. You know, it's kind of like that thing of, you know, you've got like a lot to do with work. This happens to me sometimes. Like I go through phases with all my, you know, online stuff and my admin work and appointments and stuff like that, because I do all my work myself. So that can get quite overwhelming, you know, because I do everything myself in my business. So sometimes I just say, look, I just know, like, I'm not going to get all this done tonight. I may have deadline of something I need to get done or out to clients in that evening. And I may just send them a message and say, look, I'm really sorry, I'm just not going to get that to you till tomorrow. And I know when I get it to them tomorrow, it's actually going to be done to the level I want it to be done, and for the sake of 12 hours. Now, I am someone that does that a good bit, because I've learned, particularly being self-employed and in a business where I do everything, that times I have gone ahead and done stuff and it hasn't been right, I'd feel really bad. And then I tried to make up with it with maybe, you know, offering something for free or giving something extra, and I'm doubling up my work, doubling up the pressure, and there's no point. So I know I'm talking about a business perspective here, but these are things you can obviously implement into your normal day-to-day life. But again, it's pressure. It's pressure. It's okay to text somebody or email somebody or ring somebody and say, listen, I'm just behind on that. Can I just have a bit more time? Obviously not doing that all the time, but it's just the pressure. And actually, when you do that and you just let it go, you know, it comes to a place of saying, you know, maybe this is okay. Remember at the end of last year, so kind of October, November, December, with the fertility treatment I was doing, I was just finding myself really tired a lot. I think just the months and months and months of injections and stuff was just really taking a toll on my body. And I had people booked in for appointments, and I decided that I wasn't going to be able to continue with my readings and stuff. I just made a decision that I'd finish those. And I contacted people. I said, look, I know you're booked in. Some people had paid in advance for appointments and stuff. I was like, I know you're booked in. I'm just like not going to be able to do it, so I can offer you a refund, or I can do it for you in January, before I completely finish up. And I was so nervous sending out the email. And then when I did it, loads of people came back and they're like, yeah, grand, January's fine. This was like October. So I'm like, you're going to, and they probably had waited already for a month for an appointment for me to fit them in. So, you know, that was October, November, December, most of January that they had to wait. And a couple of people asked the refund. So I refunded some people and then did the bulk of the reading work in January, before I finished up completely doing it. I felt so much better. There was no problem. The stress was gone. And there you go. And you can get on with what you need to do. So, you know, just these are little tips I'm giving you from my own life, and they're definitely things that you can implement into your life no matter what area it is. So I hope that gives you a bit of help. I know this is a longer audio. I've actually didn't realize that's 12 and a half minutes because I've been just talking so much, and I hope you can implement some of that into your life, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. Have a lovely day.